Well, let's move on then to leaving school, and can you talk about what happened then?
Yeah, I did fairly well on examinations when I left school, and I actually got a scholarship for the medical school. It wasn't very much of a scholarship; it was £40 a year. But considering that the medical school fees at that time were £60 a year, and that I lived in London on £5 a week, that wasn't bad. It was quite useful.
Which medical school?
I went to the Middlesex Hospital Medical School, where my dad had trained, and indeed where an uncle of mine had trained as well. I can remember being interviewed for that. I was interviewed by Sir Harold Baldiero, who was a paediatrician and was the dean of the medical school, and had actually been more or less a contemporary of my dad. I can remember being interviewed by him, and I think I got into medical school entirely on the basis that Sir Harold Baldiero felt very sorry for me being a diabetic. I'm not sure that academically I was really up to it. I don't know, maybe I was. I can't judge your own academic abilities. But I can remember when I was interviewed, him looking very pathetically at me and saying, "Oh, you poor lad." So I suspect that got me into medical school. I went up. I lived in Diggs in Camden Town. I lived in Diggs with a very nice Swiss family, who clearly regarded me as an additional son. And they looked after me with great care for all the time I was there. And I enjoyed medical school enormously. And I actually enjoyed playing rugby. Not very distinguished rugby, but I played rugby for the Middlesex Hospital B team. I used to play cricket for the Middlesex as well. Never for their first, but occasionally for their A team. And I had no major problems at the medical school until I went and got glandular fever.
What year was that?
Now, I'm just trying to remember the year. I think, I'm not absolutely sure, but I think that must...